Okay, Ksuba is here Tuesday night. So we'll go back to the Rambam and we'll try to finish the sugya. The Rambam says in Hilchas Deis, repeat the Rambam holds. By the way, this is such a powerful sentence. I have to repeat it. Hoyl v'heils haguf bori v'sholem midarkei Hashem. He's coming from the mitzvah v'alachta bedrachav, that you have to be domit to Hashem, and being healthy and staying healthy is darkei Hashem. Shari efsha sheyovin oyeda v'hu chole, because you can't learn Torah. You have to be in top form. We all know when we're tired, more sluggish, and or certainly if you feel sick, so we get affected by it. So therefore, so this is to be healthy, okay?
I've seen that.
What?
I've seen that. Everybody was in Strathclyde.
Right. Oh, very good. You mean that's why? That to be okay, good. They should be shalim. I'm just looking for the lashon where he says rov chaloim. He says, "Rav Chalom Boam B'Pshia." You can find the lost. I mean, it's obvious from the whole parak, but that is.
But the Rav said, "If someone's mysterious nefesh v'tara, that's not B'Pshia."
What do you mean?
Well, I asked, like, many famous
chachamim
were sick the whole life.
Yeah, no, so they were mostly that, but they got sick.
But they were great chachamim.
Oh, you mean that? Oh, yeah.
Give you
Eger's
example. His whole life, apparently, was
all
great and
soon. There's an inyan of Memus Atzmal, Divrei
Torah. Right.
And but the truth is, I don't know if the Rambam would approve of it. The Rambam had,
maybe,
has his sheet, though.
Maybe it's just maybe it's not.
The Rambam maybe has his sheet, though. You know, the Rambam was very, there's a major shaila which I've heard both studim whether this perek in the Rambam is Torah, whether it's Torah. I've had Rabbeim that insisted that if the Rambam put it in Mishnah Torah, then definitely it has sources in the Gemara, and it's not just the Rambam writing a medical. The Rambam didn't pick perek Dalin al Chazdeus of Mishnah Torah to write a medical treatise, and it's definitely Torah, and it has to be treated as such. You know, like, you can't learn this parak if you don't make Bichsa Torah. Right? You get up in the morning, you want to learn this parak, you can't. And I've had others say that, no, it's not Mukhrach. And the Rambam could have been writing his medical opinions, and for the it's a Shleimus in Torah, because it's a Shleimus in the Bria, it's a Shleimus in the world. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it was. I guess it's the same shaila with the Slifkin Asik, with the science. When Chazal and the Gemara wrote science, were they writing al pi mado of their day? Which I don't think it's an embarrassment. There's nothing wrong with saying it. Not a picursus. There's nothing wrong with saying that. But some hold that no, it was said al pi ruach hakodesh. If it was said al pi ruach hakodesh, then it has to be correct on some level, in some dimension. That should be the only shaila. To say that they said it al pi mado, but they were limited by the mado of their day, I don't. Nothing wrong with that at all. There's no question that Hakadosh Baruch Hu opened up Mayonis HaChochma at different kufos in the world, whether it's in the 1600s, right, the 1700s, a Mayon of Chochma came down. There's certain kufos in world history where Hashem opened up. So there's nothing wrong with saying that Chazal were the biggest experts and the biggest geniuses and the most knowledgeable of the science of their day. That's up to Hashem how much of science to reveal to people. Nothing wrong at all. No, but then you could say, just like the Rambam, same type of Shaila. You could say that if it was said in the Chazal and it was put into the Gemara by Rav Ashi and Ravina, then it has a din of Torah. It was said Baruch HaKodesh, and it's not Stam, like they didn't just put the physics books of their day into the Gemara. They wouldn't have done that. The Gemara is the Torah. So
does the Rambam at least, in a very general way, describe what he means by being sick? In other words, you could have a flu, no. You could have a cold, or you could be born with and be a hemophiliac, or, you know, sometimes there's a difference in, not necessarily degrees, but one can very much incapacitate you, one can do that for a very short
when you're not in top form, when you're not functioning, when the body is to some degree dysfunctional, then you are sick. When the body is to some degree dysfunctional, wouldn't that be a good definition? I don't see the wrong
thing. You know what degree? Every day you feel a little bit different. You know, you have a little sniffle, or you have a
So I'm defining it as the body being dysfunctional.
To the slightest degree, even a little bit.
So you're only a little bit sick.
Right.
He said he judges health according to how it's carrying thought and Torah. He went to a place and he think clearly in Torah.
Yeah, well, that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam, that when you're healthy, you're in top form.
In his older age, he was he was always cold. And
you mean that? Yes, so the body was dysfunctional.
So
it wasn't general.
According to the Rambam?
Yeah. It's a Rambam's problem, not mine.
No.
Maybe he said Tillum. He said Tillum. Rav Abba used to tell us that a person thinks best when he's a little cold and a little hungry. But we thought that was just a way of keeping down the steam and giving us less food. It's not so true. Food, the yeshiva always had the most of, and terrific food. But it was always cold. There was never enough heat. I like the cold. But he said the mind works better. It's puzzle like that. When you're full and it's warm, you get drowsy and you can't think so straight. I know now for the last few years, if I eat carbohydrates, I get tired right away afterwards. Is that a dysfunction of the body,
no,
or that's
that,
the way it's
that,
supposed to be?
That's a function of the carbohydrates.
Because when I was younger, nothing bothered me. I just, like, as you see, I just, you know, consumed everything and did everything. Okay, there's a very interesting rush in Yevamos. Very interesting rush in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, Machalek, between there's a Ptua Daka, is someone that his kalem is clay holoda, is clay holoda of a male. It doesn't work. He can't have kids because he's it's crushed Ptua Daka. So there's a Ptua Daka bidei Odom and a Ptua Daka bidei Shemayim. The Gemara makes that chilek, and one, you're allowed to get married. Bidei Shemayim, you're allowed to get married. It's only to a daka bidei Odom that you're not allowed to get married. So the rush here in the eighth parak in Yevamos, in Simon Bays, says B'Shem Rashi, that Psua Daka, because of a choli, is called Bidei Odom. It's called Bidei Odom. I'm just trying to say it. The Chayli is called Bidei Odom, not Bidei Shemayim. No, well, that's according to Rashi, that I call Bidei Shemayim Chus Misinim Upachim. Rashi learns is always Bidei Shemayim. Could be it means a Gezeira Shemayim. No. I don't know. See, Bishlom. That's Sinim Upachim. Sometimes it be Mashiach. That means other things. There's always be day. Suadaka be day Shemayim kosher. Be day Shemayim Pirish Rashi. I didn't remember. Oh, Lokui Mime Eimo. Oh, no, no. No, it's called be day Odom, right? Avalamira by Choyli. Ministare is Possel. Ali de Choyli. Choshuv be day Odom. It's no kasha, maybe it's not talking about, we're talking about, it means it's caused b'pshia. So it's not caused b'pshia. No, that's the Rambam. If the Rashi would hold like the Rambam, it would be good. You don't know Raya for no, I made a mistake. There's no Raya that Rashi does not hold like the Rambam. Rashi, HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzina Mupachim. But it could be all holy is like Tzinim Upachim. Tzinim Upachim is Lav Davka. It could be all holy. And Akobi De Shemayim means like Arya Vaganvi. But Chutz Mitzinim Upachim could be all holy. And that's indicated by the Rashi that Suadaka Bidei of Holy is called Bidei Odom Taka. Okay. So, good. And I feel it's no kasha from our Rashi. Okay, let's learn the next Tosfos. Yeah. You mean which half?
Yeah.
I think it depends. We had a machlokes Rashi Tosfos. According to Rashi, Akol B'Dei Shemayim means it always comes to Gzeirah Shemayim, even if it's a pshia. Like Chaim Halevi's talk, even if it's a pshia, but it does not happen through your. It didn't happen because of your pshia. It might have happened through your pshia. That's how Hashem made it happen. Just like a person could die through someone murdering him. So. But it'll always be because of a prior Gzeirah Shemayim that this should happen to you. Chutz Mitzinim Upachim, which is sometimes Bidei Odom. So according to that, I would say probably the Chiddush is the second half. Because if you say everything is Bidei Shemayim, that's your theology. And you're saying Chutz Mitzinim Upachim, you're being Mechadesh, that Tzinim Upachim could sometimes come to Shia. But if you're like Tosfos, that Hakol Bidei Shemayim, that's what could be both ways. Hakol Bidei Shemayim, or through a pshia. Chutz Mitzinim Upachim, which always comes through pshia. So again, that would be the chiddush. Probably the chutz is the chiddush. But you see, there's a machlokes Rishonim, what the first half of the sentence means. Right? Clear. According to Rashi, Hakol Bidei Shemayim means nothing happens in the world, even if you were a posheya. If you walked into the lion's den, and the lions tore you apart, according to Rashi, it's because there was a Gzeirah Shemayim that you should be ripped apart by lions. Otherwise, you would not have been able to get in. The door would have been locked. You would have lost the key. You would not have been successful. Just according to Rashi, I don't know. If that was Rashi's theology. It's not a Kiddush. He held Parshas, part of the Yud Gimel on Imamins. I don't know. Probably, I don't know what you mean by Chiddush. We can get into a good argument about this, I think. What does Chiddush mean? It means what would we say left to our own devices? With learning or without learning? Without learning, we say a lot of stupid things. Doesn't mean it's a Chiddush. I don't know. I think the Chutz. Instinctively, I feel the Chutz. That's what I think, according to everybody. Instinctively, I feel that the first half is basic Jewish hashkafa, and probably it's not a chiddush. And it chutz mitzina mupachim because shenemar tzina mupachim b'derek igeish shemiyavsho yishmor mehem. So that seems to be the chiddush. The chutz mitzina mupachim. What? I don't look at the Gemara as a Havamina. The Gemara might have had the wrong girsa in about the Barabbas question. I mean, I don't know if there is a before the Brisa. I don't know if there is like a before and after the Brisa. The Brisa existed. The Brisa always was. The Brisa was said. I don't know if there's a point where the Gemara, where Avad the Barabba was chaylik with the Brisa, because it could be if he didn't know the Brisa. What does Ella Epoch mean? Who's doing the Epoch? The Gemara? That means, Ella Epoch means we have made a mistake about what Rav Avad Barava said. That means there was no such Havamina. We made a mistake. That's not a Havamina. We made a mistake about what Rav Avad Barava said. So then the Chiddush can go back to being just Chutz Mitzina Mupachim. The chutz. Could be Bidei Adam. According to Tosfos, it's always Bidei Adam. According to Rashi, it could be Bidei Adam sometimes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes.
Anything could be Bidei Adam. Well, we just said,
according to the Rambam, it means any holy. So we just said. It seems to me clear that the Chiddush of the Braisa is the Chutz. Whether it's Sinim Upachim or all Machlis, that's already we discussed. Sinim Upachim, the Rambam holds all Machlis. But the thing to talk about is what's the Chiddush of the Braisa, whether it's the first half of the sentence or the Chutz. So I think from reading it, you get the sense that it's the Chutz. That's what the Braisa brings a Pasuk for. So that was what Braisa was coming to say. You should know that although HaKol Bidei Shemayim, but Tzina Mupachim is not. Well, let's go back. So let's learn Tosfos. Let's go drop down to the end of Tosfos. V'hod Yomar and Brachas. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyira shemayim einin yonu lakan dosum koyal avlad bimei imo shengolzunim yehei oni o oshir gibor o cholosh tipesh echochom avul tzadik v'rosh alo v'hocha mayri bima'oros habos al ha'odom. So what is the big chilek? What's the difference? So the Chaya Tosfos is saying, what does Tosfos mean? So what's the difference? I would have preferred, so to speak, that Tosfos say that there it's coming to tell you about Bechira. Like that's our source of Bechira. Right, so that's not what Tosfos is saying. So what is Tosfos saying? So I think Tosfos is saying like this. There are defining characteristics of a person that define the person. It's a Shem Toar, it's called. Chochom. Tipesh, Gibor, Cholosh, Oni, Oshir. Those are defining characteristics. They define the person. So that said, Vishas Leida, because that defines the person. But then if a person trips and breaks his leg, it's not a Shem Toar. He's not a broken leg person. He broke his leg. So that's what Tosfos says. B'shas Leida, there's a Gzar Din on defining characteristics. So then we say, Akol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Meyirei Shemayim. They don't paskin that he's going to be a Yirei Shemayim, or that he's not going to be a Yirei Shemayim. It's also a defining characteristic. The Tanya calls it, Tanya, a Shem Toar, a noun. A noun. He is a Gibor. He is a Cholosh. He is a Chacham. It's called a defining characteristic. It defines the person. It defines what you are, who you are, what kind of a person you are. So that's by Leida, because Hashem is determining Zachar on a Keva, Tipesh on Chacham, and so on and so forth. So is it going to be a Yirei Shemayim or not? Not said. Here we're talking about Ma'oros, things that happen. They're not defining characteristics of the person. They happen. That's not said when the person's born. It's said whenever it's said. Maybe it's Rosh Hashanah, maybe it's every day. The point is, yes, that's a different type. That's they're both Hakobi de Shemayim, Chutz me Yir Shemayim, or Chutz Mitzinim Pachim. So they're both Bidei Shemayim with the Chutz. The reason Tosfos just says Sakasha, what do you mean Chutz Mitzinim Shemayim? Why didn't it say Chutz Mitzinim Pachim? Saying it in a different track. There's two members governing two different things. One member is governing defining characteristics of a person. Chacham, Gibor, Tipesh, Oni, Oshir, Yirei Shemayim, Chotei, right? And our Gemara is talking about things that happen, but they're not defining characteristics. They happen. So that, when is that? That's not when. It could even be when the Vlad's born. I don't know. Whenever Hashem decides to make the gzera that the person should trip and break a leg, should trip and tear his pants, should, you know.
Would that be in response to his bechira?
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. Sometimes it's just a gzera, and then you have to figure out why it happened. Okay? And that's Shatan Toysus Teretz. You're right, you made a good point. Others learn that this is the source of Bechira. And certainly, no Shaykhs. Yeah. All the Svarim I've seen.
Why do you wish all those things, none of them are Midos, except for Shemayim? Rich, short, tall, ugly, all that stuff. Yeah. And then all of a sudden,
your Shemayim is Midah. No, it's a defining characteristic. The person's a Yirei Shemayim. I don't know what you mean by the word Midah. I think that's said then also. Probably that guys are then, if it'll be a Ka'ason, or if it'll be stingy.
Why Rashi and Chazal didn't put this, like, it's apple. All that is
no, Yirei Shemayim is also defining. A Yirei Shemayim. I just gave a whole speech that there's a thing called a defining characteristic. It defines the mahus of the person. Who is he? What is he? What kind of a person is he? Yirei Shemayim certainly belongs on that list.
Rich,
yeah, it's a defining characteristic. Yeah. Say the words. It's a defining characteristic. It defines the person.
One other defining characteristic happens to be
like what?
Like
I'm sure it does.
Angry,
absolutely yes. So impatient. Obstinate. It is.
Okay.
I don't know. Otu Tanak Yeruchu Lecha
Blazel. That's what. That's
something else. It has nothing to do with
it.
Yeah, but they were talking about the chutz. Okay. Rabbi Chanan asks a kasha here, and he bribes with a kasha. I have to admit, I don't understand the kasha at all. He says, "What Osher Ani are Ma'oros Habos?" Maybe the way we learn Tosis answers his kasha. He learned Tosis just with the words of Tosis. So he asks a kasha: Ani or Osher are almost always Ma'oros Habos Bidei Odom Habos. They're things that happen. You get poor because this happened. You get rich. I don't even understand the kasha. Again, because Ani and Asher are defining characteristics. So that's, Taisa is not being machalic between I guess he learned that Tosfos is being mechalik between events and between physical characteristics. So he asks the kasha, why is Onir Asher, what's that doing on the list? That happens because of events.
Couldn't it be more that when he was born, he had potential for it, but according to some of the choices that he made?
I don't know why you have to say that. I don't hear the kasha at all. Again, Oni Asher is a defining characteristic of a person. There are rich people, there are poor people. It's an adjective, it's a noun.
That's what circumstantial. The guy's a teacher,
that's
where's my hood.
Yeah.
That's where we have
to mark the text. Look, Rabbi Chanan's asking a kasha. I don't hear it shver. Oni Asher, it only looks to our eyes like it happened because of the event. But it was a gzar din milamala before the child was born. If he will be an usher or not, I don't hear much fair. It's a defining characteristic. The real chiluk of Tosfos is not between events and natural to the person. That's what Rabbi Chanan obviously learned. He said the rain is not natural to a person. It's an event. It belongs on the other side of the ledger. The answer is no. It certainly is a defining characteristic. Certainly, if a person is an Oni or an Asher, it's not events. It defines what kind of a person are you. It's a whole different mahus. You're an Oni, you have a certain outlook and a certain mood and a certain aura and a certain avira and a certain, right? And the rich person has a different one. And that's what Hashem's guys are, Bishas Leidah. What did you just say? Yeah. You can't say they're both in the same breath.
In life, they play out the same way. They both be dead. Because life plays out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the Gemara is saying. Say that again? I don't know what you mean. Then he's being an Oni.
He goes through life now. 10 years he's rich, 10 years he's poor.
Why? He won't be rich. I don't know if he'll be rich in 10 years.
There's people in the world that
lose their fortune.
There's people in the world.
Yeah, what does that show?
Sometimes they're rich, sometimes they're poor.
So that's all part of the theorem. So that, you're not always chola either.
No, his gozer is a chacham, or a kipesh, or a gibor, or a cholos, or an ani, or an asher. So the chola, he's an ani, like he's a gibor, all his life. Or he's cholos, or he's kipesh.
It doesn't have to be a permanent state.
He has money.
He's an ani. No, now he's an usher.
Okay, maybe. So maybe when there's a gzar din, it's only taka when it lasts forever. Okay. Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah. But I'm willing to grant you that when it says Oni Nosh in the Braisa, so maybe it means that, and you should, maybe.
I think that's part of what Rav Elchanan's question is. In other words, these are things that change. Somebody's a chacham, they're a chacham. Not talking about knowledgeable, but somebody who's intelligent. And somebody who's not intelligent, that's how it is. He's short, he's tall. That's just his pekala, the rest of his life problem.
Cool. Is that a question?
No, I'm just explaining why I think Rav Elchanan's question is good. I think your answer is good.
Why?
But you're learning it's a shver question because you already have the answer. The way you're learning Tosfos is already answering his question.
Okay. If I get into that. The bottom Tosfos. The young Shekhar Beis Hamikdash. In Taimar, my Lenakad Mem Shana Kaidim Shachar Beis Hamikdash, the Mem Shana Kaidim Churban Golsa Sanhedrin. And if Sanhedrin's not in the list of Hagogos, they can't be Dandin in the Foshas. And if they can't be Dandin in the Foshas, no one can be Dandin in the Foshas. So they'll Dandin in the Foshas. They swam in the Levamim with Tzarech Shah, they would. If there were murders or whatever, whatnot, Hayuchaisim Sanhedrin, the list of Hagogos. The By the Churban, once they were gone, they never came back. Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. What? Better in terms of effect. Yeah. From Tamer and Kane, my Porch Bekoya Boydkin, can be my Sobodi Gabekhan and to Aidim to check out if they can find a contradiction in the words of the Aidim, what colorizing would a Uptai to Aidim. Uporch will be having the Sanhedrin, for Tanya called Shinoizel Shalabekhan and Daka with 120 years. He was in business for 40 years, learned 40 years, taught 40 years. And 40 years Kaidim Churban goes to Sanhedrin. So how does he know what he did in the Sanhedrin? But by Kashuway, he will form my choice of a donim. He from the Rambam Dagi, the mother of the Tena, my son of the Ritzicha. We should have seen in the first of the Ritzicha, my choice of the Oila. Take up my goal and my Ritzicha. So they wouldn't risk that. No, it doesn't say that. So, in order not to have to be done with Sikha, they went away.
So during the 40 years, they were never done with Sikha.
Right.
They weren't done with Sikha.
Why couldn't they even be done with Sikha also? The Fishi writes him. It couldn't be. Society was just overrun. It was like the 1960s.
Worse.
Yes, but Farshim, Rochi Nokat my Shkarbi for Mikdash, is what you said before, that before the Churban, even if the Golu, the big Tekuna, was the Chapu, Al Mezud, the Loy Asru, they Nira.
What does that mean?
The Yesh Mepharshim.
Yeah, what does it say?
Is that the reason? Because before the Churban, these Dalad Mises, the Din Dalad Mises wouldn't happen. Because it was Mechaper on the day of the Gaza.
What does it say? What does it say? The Gaza? I don't get that. I really suppose it will happen within us.
Big day kuna on the chapim al mezud lo yatsu. So that means there weren't mefishei roitzchem. There weren't mefishei roitzchem. So it did function. The reason there was no din dalad mises is because of the kapara of the big day kuna. There weren't that many people to get din dalad mises.
Because they didn't have a shah, so they wouldn't get it. I just don't get that point.
It says, yes, he's saying there were no dinar b'mises before the Churban because the begikuna were mechaper. And there wouldn't be dinar of mises either if there was no mises. Right, let's start from the beginning. Etch a sketch, right? Pick the thing up. The Gemara says mishachar beis hamikdash, and we can't give dalad mises bezdin. There's a din dalad mises, right? Fractoises in the 40 years before the Churban, that would have had to be true too, because bezdin was not done dine. And therefore, you need the din dalad mises in those 40 years also. Toshu says, so why didn't the Gemara say for 40 years? So the Yesh Mepharshim says that it wouldn't be true. It would not be true that in those 40 years, even if they weren't on din nefashos, I'll grant you that, but there wouldn't be a din dalad mises then anyway, because the big day kuna were mechaper.
So he
end of story. That's when they are mechaper. So we say they're mechaper on everything. They're mechaper on the things that didn't get done because there was no Sanhedrin.
Or no Hasra.
Oh, Tosfos is extrapolating from the Hasra.
It wasn't based in the Hasra.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, the Beis Din left, but the Begadim are going to be mechaper now in the Aveira. Don't worry about society. The Din Dalet Mises will govern society. The Gemara talks about that. The din is probably certain for Kapar. That's what the Gemara says. That's what it's Chil Hashem. Okay, stop here. It's late. So tomorrow night, we have to keep those, keep everybody coming.